Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, what's this for?
Oh, I could get you, sir. This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
Alright.
Alright, so sir, the thing is right now, we have last night under your cell phone number, which is N 666, we received a notification that you have spent $299 on eBay to buy some gift cards, and you are the billing address you have given, which is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America. So could you please tell me that, are you sending the gift card to some of your friends or relatives over there?
What's the word, gift card?
Yes, sir.
No, I didn't buy any gift cards.
Alright, so you didn't buy any gift cards, that's right?
Could you please tell me
that, do you know any person from Mountain View, California?
No, the
reason I'm asking you that, because we can see that the billing address on this purchase was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America. So we got a little bit suspicious here, because we can see that if you are living in Australia and you are denying that you didn't bought anything from eBay, so like, who's the people who have bought this gift card under your details?
No, I didn't buy anything from eBay, and it's not that price.
Right.
The last thing I bought was, there was one thing I bought was a dash mat. I think it was $80, I think, $70.
Alright, so we got the confirmation from the site, sir, that there's no such order that you have placed. Some people from overseas, from the America, they have got your information somehow from the internet, and they have, trying to steal your money from your bank account, and they're trying to steal your personal information. So right now, we need to register you for the cancellation, and with the help of yours, we have to catch those persons who are trying to get access to your personal information, because that is illegal, that you are using someone else's information to, steal their money. Right?
Yeah.
Alright. So for that, sir, I need your help. So could you please tell me that for going online, what are the online devices do you use? Like, do you use any computer, any laptop, any cell phone?
No, I only my telephone.
Only your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Alright. So sir, we're gonna do this cancellation on your cell phone. And could you please tell me one more thing, sir? The cell phone which you are using right now, is that an Android one or it's an Apple iPhone?
Android,
alright. That's great. Alright, so now sir, first of all, do me a favor. Put my call on speaker from your end.
Yeah.
And so, could you please tell me that, in past 48 hours, have you shared your any kind of personal or financial information to anyone?
No, I don't think so.
No, you don't think so. So, we have to run a firewall security in your online device. So, do a thing. Simply come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Yeah. Log on to my bank now and see what it's for.
No, before you log into your bank, first of all, we have to put a security on your cell phone so that those person can't see that you have logged into your bank, alright?
Yeah.
Alright. So open up your Play Store, sir.
A Play Store, yeah.
Yeah, alright. After opening the Play Store, sir, look at the very top, you will get to see there's a white long search panel over there. Can you see that?
No, what am I searching for?
You need to type there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yeah, I've got the eBay app.
Yes, sir, we know that, but we have provided you the security, right? So it's a security app which we are providing you. So type over there eBay, then after leaving a space, type there any desk.
eBay what, sorry, L-E?
It's any desk, letter A, A as in Australia.
Yeah.
Then letter N, N as in Nancy.
Yeah.
Then letter Y, Y as in yellow.
Yeah.
The letter D, D as in doctor. Hello?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the letter E, E as in echo.
Yeah, N-Y-D-E.
Yes, sir. It should be any desk. The last word should be S as in sugar and K as in kingdom. It should be any desk. eBay, any desk.
No, I can't say it.
Now search for it, sir. You will get the suggestion over like to your screen. Now search for it.
Hang on. No, I can't say it.
Now, so could you please read out all the application to me that what other suggestion comes up on your screen? Then scroll it down and could you see any application comes up like any desk? Could you see that?
No.
Any desk? But yes, sir. eBay, any desk. Can you see any application which comes up like...
eBay notification?
No. All right, do a thing. Give a
click.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. I've got a bad speaker on my phone.
All right, no need to worry about this, sir. I'm here to help you out, all right? So do a thing. Give a click once again on the on the search panel. Have you clicked on the search panel, sir?
What am I doing, sorry?
Yeah, you need to search once again, just erase each and everything, and type the letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Hang on. Go back into eBay, Google eBay or what?
No. On your Play Store, search any desk.
Yeah?
All right.
In Play Store or what? What am I doing this in?
So, first of all, calm down and listen to my words very carefully, all right? On your Play Store, type any desk. On the search panel, type any desk.
In Play Store?
Yes, sir.
eBay?
No. Not eBay. Only any desk. Only any desk. No eBay.
L-E desk.
No. It should be, let me, tell you what it would be. It should be A as in Australia.
Nah, can I get anything up?
Can you hear me now, sir? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, well, fucking like, how the fuck do people give me details? I haven't bought anything from fucking eBay.
Yes, sir.
I bought from eBay today was $70. Can you see that?
Yes, sir, we can see that. But the thing is right now, we need to put a firewall security on your online device. With the help of that, we need to catch those person who are using your personal information. So that's the reason we need to put a security onto your cell phone. So do a thing. Type on the search panel, letter A. Letter A. A as in Australia.
Okay.
Then letter N. N as in Nancy.
Aye.
Yes, sir. It should be A, letter A, A as in Australia, then it should be letter N, N as in Nancy.
A-N?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Then letter Y as in yellow.
Yeah. Any desk?
Yes, sir. It should be any desk.
Yes.
Now, can you see our red color application with a diamond on it?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to install an application so that we can provide you security, all right?
Alright, installing now.
Yes, sir. Give a click on install now. And after, if you see any option comes up like open, just do let me know, all right?
Yeah, open, yeah?
Yeah, give a click on open.
Yeah.
Now, what can you see, sir?
Just loading. Not license activation.
Yes, sir. Give a click on cancel. Give a click on cancel.
Sorry?
Now, what can you see, sir? Could you please let me know?
Discontinue. Samsung Knox privacy policy.
Give a click on OK. After that, what can we see?
We had any desk care that you probably do is Lynn Wool. Okay.
Yes, sir. Give a click on like OK and or agree.
Yeah.
Now
you still plugging?
No.
No,
give a click on cancel. Give a click on cancel.
Cancel, yeah?
Yeah. Now what can you see, sir? Can you see your 9-digit cancellation ID over there?
Yeah.
Can you see something written as your address, and below that you can see that your 9-digit cancellation ID over there?
I got my address?
Yes, sir, your address.
What's the address numbers, yeah?
Yes, sir, that's your cancellation ID over there.
Yeah?
Yeah, could you please confirm me the IDs?
Sorry?
Could you please confirm me the IDs?
Hang on. Yeah? No, do I got to set password or not?
Yes, sir, we have to set the password, but first of all, confirm me the ID so that we can, like, verify from our server.
Right. So I don't set a password.
No. First of all, confirm me the ID. First of all, confirm me the ID.
It says my address, your address.
Yes,
this number,
yes,
yeah?
Yes, sir. That's your cancellation ID over there.
Yeah, okay. 672?
No. It's 627, right?
672?
Uh-huh.
283?
Uh-huh.
255.
All right. And now can we see something comes up on the screen like set password? Below that, set password.
Yeah. Set password?
Yes, sir. Give a click on that.
Let me show it.
Scroll it down a little bit. You will get to see an option comes up on your screen like permission profiles.
Access control.
No. Now, sir, look at the very, scroll it down. You will get to see an option comes up on your screen like permission profile. Permission profile.
Permission, yeah?
Yeah, the permission profiles. Can you see, scroll it down? Can you see any option comes up on your screen like permission profile?
Nah, just permissions.
All right, scroll it down a little bit,
Yeah.
And now, can you see
permission profiles,
Yes.
Permission profiles.
Give a click on that.
Yeah.
And then after that, give a click on full access.
Full access, yeah?
Yes, sir. Now, sir, can you see anything comes up on the screen like enable unattended access?
Profile enabled, yeah?
Yeah, and below that, can you see something comes up like enable unattended access?
Yeah, enable unattended access, yeah?
Yes, sir. Give a click on enable unattended access.
I'm going to set a password now.
Yeah, now, sir. Now, we will provide you the password for the security. Now, put the password over there. It should be eBay. Hello?
Yeah, are you there? Yeah?
Yes, sir. Type there over eBay. All will be lowercase. Yes, sir. All will be lowercase, and there will be no space over there, all right? Just type there eBay. E as an echo, B as in ball, A as an apple, Y as in yellow. eBay.
Yeah, I'm that, yeah.
Yeah, then after put some digits over there, like 7890.
Yeah.
Now give a click on OK.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, sir. And now, close each and everything and come back to your on your address.
You want that, sorry?
So go back to your any desk, and from there you can see your address, can your cancellation ID. You need to go back to there.
Yeah.
All right. Are you on your any desk right now?
Nah, I just going back to the home screen.
No. Open up your any desk. Open up your any desk.
Yeah.
Have you opened it up? Have you opened it up, sir?
Nah.
Yeah, the open up the NHS application so that we can send you a verification so that so that security will start up, all right?
Don't
get frustrated, all right? Because this is all about to person information. We are here to help you out. If we are giving our best, you need to give your best, all right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Have you opened up your NHS application?
Now I can control devices?
No. Open up the NHS application which you have just installed right now. Open up your NHS application.
No, there's nothing there. This is closed.
Full access? Yes, sir. Are you on your NHS right now?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me out?
Yeah, I can just hear you. Yeah, bad speaker on my phone.
Yes, sir, no need to worry about that. Now, sir, if you receive any kind of notification from our server or like start now, just give a click on start now, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Can you see anything comes up on your screen like start now?
Yeah, start now, yeah.
Yeah, give a click on start now.
Push it.
Yes, sir. Give a click on start now.
Okay, start now, yeah.
All right. Now, sir, come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Yep.
All right. Now, sir, do a thing. First of all, open up your email. Open up your email.
Yep, Gmail, yep.
All right. Now, sir, could you please see that if you receive any kind of suspicious email from anyone or from eBay, could you please let me know?
Yeah, hang on.
Yes, sir. Take all your emails, and if you find any kind of suspicious email over to your email, just do let me know, all right?
Bandoo.
All right, so like, do you know this email?
Yesterday, I brought something yesterday, Bandoo, but I don't think it was that much money.
All right. So do a thing, sir. Give a click on your, look at the very top at the left-hand side. You will get to see our arrow back pointing there. Give a click on that. So you there?
You there, yeah.
Yes, sir. Go back.
Is it coming from New York?
Yes, sir. It's coming from the New York.
Yeah, the parcel comes from New York, yeah?
Yes, sir. From the U.S. All right, now do a thing. Go back.
Yeah. I got one here, yeah, from there, yeah?
Yes, sir. Go back. Now scroll it to the top. Go back and scroll it to the top. Now, sir, look at the very right-hand side top. You will get to see our W. So, are you there?
Yeah, how much, yeah? There's some coming from New York, yeah?
Yes, sir. Now, do a thing. Go back. Do you know how to go back?
No. Back into what? I'm in that email, yeah?
Yes, back to the email.
Yeah. I'm in the email now, yeah?
Yeah, just go back. Like, the way you just come out of that page. Just come out from that email.
Yeah, right, I am out, yeah.
All right, now look at the very right-hand side tab. You will get to see a circle sign. Can you see that?
No, I'm not saying in there.
Look at the very right-hand side tab, so you will get to see a circle sign with your name over, like with the first letter of your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Yes.
All right. Now, sir, let me confirm you that what are the information that this person are using. They're using your name. The name on that account is Wayne Dixon, And after that, the Gmail address which they are using is wymodefense@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's my email, yeah.
Yes, sir. So they have used this email to, like, put all the eBay orders or, like, any kind of fraudulent charge, all right? So right now your banking is not safe, so do not log in into your bank to see that this person are connected with your internet line, all right? So now do what
mm-hmm.
Just simply come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons. Just simply come back to the normal home screen.
Yep.
And so, as per our details, we have our server told us that you are dealing with a NAB bank account, right?
Yes.
Yes. And apart from that bank, like, do you deal with any other bank?
No.
No. All right. So now, sir, it's not safe to log into your bank account from your app banking application. So you need to log in into your bank from the Google Chrome, because Google Chrome is the safest browser in the world. All right. So now do
mm-hmm.
open up the Google Chrome.
Open up what, sorry?
So it's the Google Chrome, sir. The Google Chrome.
Yeah. Email code.
No. The Google Chrome, sir. The Google Chrome. Open up your Google.
Which what do I do? Open up what?
Google, sir. Google.
Google.
Yes, sir.
Google. Yeah, let me find Google now. Yeah.
All right. Now type the name of your bank over there.
Type the name of your bank in.
Yes, and type the name of your bank, the NAB bank.
Yeah.
Now search for it.
Now what?
Now search for it, sir.
Yeah, but I did order something off eBay, yeah?
Yes, sir, we know, but right now your banking information are not safe. So that's why we told you, do not log in from your banking application. Because if you log in...
Right.
Yes, sir, because your banking information is not... your banking application is not safe at the moment. So that's why we told you, do not log in from your bank account. Because if you log in from your bank account, this person can see that if you log in to your bank account, they can get all of your information from your banking application. So that's the reason I told you to log in from the Google, because this person can't hack Google, because Google is the safest browser in the world. Everyone knows that. So do a search the bank application.
Yep. In Google, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yep, I've opened that up, yep.
All right. Now, can you see something comes up on your screen like NAB, personal banking, loans, and accounts?
Yep. Yep.
All right. So now, sir, could you just tell me that, like, do you have your customer ID and your password?
Nah.
You don't remember that, right? You don't remember that, right?
Nah.
All right. Do a click on login. You can see that there something comes up on your screen like login.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sir. Give a click on login. You can
hang on.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, login, yeah?
Yeah, give a click on that.
Yep. Yeah, login, yeah?
Yeah, give a click on internet banking.
Yep. Hang on, little load.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Now it will asking you about your NAB ID and password. So, like, do you remember your NAB ID and password?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, sir. Just put over there.
Hang on, bear with me. You have logged in yet?
Yeah, log into your account and see if you see any kind of, any, like, eventually it's just $1 transaction, just do let me know. Check all of your accounts.
Okay. No, that looks good. We can't be good.
All right, sir. Just hold on for a second. Let me have a word with my senior supervisor. Then I will come back to you, all right? Just stay on the line. All right, sir. And now, sir, I have word with my senior supervisor, and we need to transfer this call to the anti.
Yep.
Now we need to transfer this call to the anti-hacking department. Now they will put an investigation, and they will have put all the securities on your banking information as per your personal information. All right. So just stay on the line. Let me transfer this call to my to the anti-fraud department. All right. Anti-hacking department.
Thank you.
It was a lovely talking to you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you for staying online. Your call has been transferred to the anti-hacking department's chief engineer. This is Travis Cooper. I believe you're having a good day.
Yes.
Glad to hear that, gentlemen. So I believe you just now had a conversation with one of the representatives from eBay.
Correct.
They must have made you alert and understand about the situation you are in, where they have found some alleged people who have constantly been into your server. So first of all, I would like to ask you, gentlemen, by any means or any chance, have you ever shared your details with any random stranger apart from your friends or family members?
No.
So in that case, I'm certainly sure that these are some unsolicited people who have taken illegal access of your details. And when I say details, I mean both personal and financial ones. So first of all, I would like to ask you, gentlemen, that do you have any valid identity proof, like any driver's license or passport?
Do I have that?
I'm asking you that.
Do I have what, sorry?
A valid driver's license or passport?
Yes.
And I believe you do online banking as well quite frequently.
Yep.
So when the Amazon employee, I beg your pardon, your eBay employee told you that please check your recent transactions, did you see anything suspicious?
No.
That's good. In that case, are you still onto your bank page?
Yes.
Now carefully log out of your account first of all, gentlemen.
Yep, I love that, yep.
Well done. Now, we need to get to the root of the problem so that we can fix it and terminate the illness. So first of all, gentlemen, I see that right now the situation stands that there are plenty of people who have gained illegal access of your server, and they are constantly leaking out your details. So first of all, I would like to check how bad is the threat upon each and every activity of yours, because when we guarantee your protection, we guarantee total protection. So can you please bring up Google or Google Chrome, whichever you prefer?
Hey, Google, yeah.
Now, on the very top, you would see the search panel where you can type something in.
Yes.
Please type the V for Victoria.
The what, sorry? The Victoria.
V, yeah. Type V, as in Victoria. Just type the...
Type in what, sorry? I've got a bad speaker.
All right. I'm saying type V for Victoria.
V, right, yeah. Yep.
After V, type A for Apple.
Yep.
Alpha Lion.
Yep.
I for Indigo.
Yep.
D for Delta.
Yep.
A for Apple.
Yep.
T for Tango.
Yep.
O for Oscar, R for Romeo.
Yep.
Now, gentlemen, just press enter and search for it. I mean, you can search for it. Now, Wayne, let me know what are the results.
Validator? Is that validator?
Yeah, did you type V-A-L-I-D-A-T-O-R?
No, I didn't see R. Hang on.
Oh, take your time and get R.
Yep, validator, yep.
That's correct. Well done this time. And now what's the first result you're getting on the screen? What is the first result you're getting on the screen?
Hang on.
All right, take your time.
You there?
Am I audible to you in a better way? Or is there a problem hearing me?
No, that's all right. Hang on. Validator,
Yes, gentlemen.
Yeah, and now what, okay, so it's...
Now, what's the first result you're getting on the screen?
The W3C Markup Validation Service.
That is the one you're looking forward to. Gentlemen, now let me tell you what it is before you get into it. This is a beautifully designed website by our Australian government, which will help you and allow you to check and validate whether your online activities have been hampered already or not. If it has been tackled and hampered by the hackers, it will show up some red color error and yellow color warning report. But if it is all clear, it should give you a green signal. So gentlemen, click on that first option and let me know what do you see next. Now what next do you see on the screen, dear?
No, I can't. They said this document cannot be checked.
What document did you type? Did you type anything for check?
No.
Oh, dear. In that case, just go back to the last page. I believe there was definitely a typing mistake. Now, when you get into the website, you will see there would be a long white panel which will say address. Now, it is...
Validated by URI?
Yep. Just underneath
it says address.
Right, gentlemen, you are looking at it correct. Now, definitely it is not asking you for your residential address. It is asking for the web address or the domain name. So basically, we have three different standards. First, where your personal details get stolen out is your emails. Do you do quite your emails frequently?
Yeah.
So in that case, first of all, you will simply put there, in order to check your email server, you will type www.email.com. All in lower cases.
On the address, on the validated address, yeah?
Yes, gentlemen. And make sure all the letters are small. www.email.com. Now, once done, you will see just underneath that search panel, underneath that to the middle, there would be an option called check.
Yeah, I've got Gmail. Does it matter if Gmail or Gmail?
Yeah. It won't matter because when it checks your server, it checks the internal signals. So even if you have an account with Gmail or Outlook or Yahoo or Hotmail, it will make no difference because the internal signals are being checked.
Right.
So once you click on check, please let me know what results do you get.
Okay, so I'm going to put in Gmail, not email, yeah?
No. You just need to put email because that's the first activity we are checking.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Now, please let me know what results do you get.
It says new HTML checker.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Yeah, now what?
What's underneath it? Do you see any red color error or yellow color warning reports?
No.
Keep checking. The results would come up in
the info. Has no badly uncoded SUVs. I just rolled down.
Yeah,
scroll down. No, there's nothing there.
Don't you see any errors or warning symbols?
No.
Check carefully. You would definitely see errors and warnings. Just go to the bottom of the page.
You there? Hello?
I can hear you, sir. Can you hear me?
Only just. My phone's battered. The speaker, I can't hardly hear the speaker.
Is it better now? Am I audible in a better way?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
All right. Now, please get down to the bottom and check. You would definitely see those errors and warning notifications.
They'll hang on, I've got to get back into it now. I've got it out of it.
Okay, take your time.
No, push the wrong button now. It's got out of it all.
No problem. You just...
Hang on here. Select. Right.
Now get to the bottom of this very results page.
Showing results for www.email.com.
Correct, correct. Absolutely correct. Now move down into the page until it does not let you scroll anymore. Now, just check. There would be serial numbers given, like 1, 2, 3, 4. And beside those serial numbers, you would see some errors, red color, or warnings, yellow color. Do you see any of them?
It says document checking completed.
What do you see above it? Document checking completed. What do you see above that? Don't you see any error notification, gentlemen?
No.
Don't you see any warning notification as well?
No, you don't see nothing like that.
My goodness, you definitely...
Warning, yeah, warning, error, sorry, yeah, warning,
my
yellow
God,
warning.
Dear, you must be attentive, gentlemen. We are working on something very important, because at the end it's your security, right? And I do not want you... be a victim of such a threat which is infecting quite most of the people in our country. So basically, you are not alone, and most importantly, I will make sure that you must not face any difficulties or consequences, because once these hackers use your details, they just use your details for the very bad reasons, basically for all the crimes you can imagine of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the things when they are onto internet, they are very much liable, and they can put you in a situation where your identity has been used, but it will be them using it, which can get police investigate for you. So that is what we need to prevent, right, gentlemen? So as you have seen that there are plenty of errors and warnings, can you just get to the bottom and check the serial number? There would be a serial number assigned to each and every of this notification, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15... onto the left, these warnings. Or you could even count how many of them do you see?
No, I don't see any.
You just said you saw warnings and errors.
Errors is number 14.
Right, so is that the last number? Is there any
number 14.
As well? 14, okay.
Yeah.
Right, now you got to the point. So, gentlemen, there are 14 errors and warning notifications which have been faced from your end. And basically, it means that these hackers have been into your email already. Do one thing. Get back to the last page. Now, we will check the second important activity of yours, which was your online shopping, which I believe you do quite plenty.
Yep.
So we must make sure that your online shopping websites are also safe and protected, because you need them at the end of the day for your basic needs. So please go back to the last page, gentlemen.
The last page. So get out of that?
Yep. You can press the back arrow. Now you should be back to the same validated page where you saw address.
Yeah.
Now this time you replace the email with www.ebay.com. And is eBay the only website you do online shopping?
Ah, yeah, hang on.
Are you typing the address on the address panel and in the validator page?
Yeah, ebay.com, yeah. Which one?
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Do one thing. Do you see an X on the right side or the top right?
Yep.
Click it.
Yep. That's in Google, yeah?
Yep. Come out of it. Click on the back arrow at the bottom right. Now, on the search panel, do you see the search panel on the Google? Open Google first of all.
Open Google now.
Yep.
Me. Okay, I've opened Google, yep.
Now type validator once again on the search panel. Validator.
Yep.
Do you get the W3C markup validation service option?
Yep.
Click it, please. That's the one we are looking forward to.
Yep.
Now, at the top, you will once again see the address column where you need to type down the web address. At the top.
Yeah, address, yep.
Good. Now, here you type www.ebay.com.
Yep.
Now, click on check and let me know what results do you get on your online shopping website.
Okay.
Are you getting the results now?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you getting
it's all green? Oh. They've gone all green now.
All green. Yeah, are you sure?
Well, it goes down, I just scroll down to number 46 or something.
And do you see all of them are green? No red, no yellow.
There is one red one, number one. With red.
All right, there is red. So just check how many of these red errors do you see. Is it more than 10? It's still ongoing.
You there? I see a heap of them.
My goodness. So this could be the reason why everything started in the first place. So right, check how many of them do you see? Like, what's the last number? What's the last serial number? It should give you a number on the left.
Oh, it keeps scrolling up to 215.
My goodness, 215. Now, is that the last one, or is there
another? No, I don't have time for this. I've got shit to do, mate.
My goodness. Well, well, well. So you can understand how badly the threat is on your network. You can understand how badly these hackers have got your details. And now,
but this keeps scrolling and scrolling. I'm nearly up to 280 now.
Right, well, that's a magnanimous number. And to be honest with you, gentlemen, you would have no clue, no idea until and unless You saw it in front of your eyes.
It's just 700 now. I just rolled all out. It's scrolling. Up to 700.
Yes, I've got a lot of important hints by now. So I will tell you and recommend you to come out of it. Go back to the last page. You cannot just scroll down the entire day. You have got things to do, isn't it?
Yeah, out of it, yep.
Now, it's already 2:39. Do you need anywhere to go out?
Yeah, I'm better. Yeah, do some shopping. I'm going to get stuff for dinner.
Well, in that case, as I see that this investigation will take at least some time. So right now what I'll do is I'll try to wind up a little bit quicker so that you can get your things done, right? So gentlemen, just follow my instructions real quick and we will be getting done very soon enough. And the most important thing is these hackers must be caught. They are a threat to the nation and they are a threat to you. So I'll not let them stay into your account anymore. But there is one more thing we need to and must check. And that is, you must know that as you have already used online shopping and you see that there are thousands of errors and warning notifications you got just now. I'm pretty much sure that they just have not come into your online shopping to check what stuffs are you buying online. They are here to steal your bank information, which I believe they have done already. Because people usually link their bank cards to websites, these online shopping websites, and that's how they end up losing it. So in the eBay section, where you type www.ebay.com, please make it empty first of all. Do you see the address column right in the middle? Make it empty and type www. Good. Now type www, the name of the bank you deal with. For example, as you're a NAB user, you will type www.nab.com.
Yep. www, what else?
.nab, N-A-B.com. I believe this is the bank you deal with.
Yep.
Good. Now www.nab.com. Mother chot. Now, just click on check and let me know if you see the same. Now, please check and let me know what results do you get here. Now, gentlemen, quickly check and let me know what are the results showing up here, because we need to get this done quickly.
I'm scrolling around number 60 again. It's in the fucking reds again.
I can understand. Well, this is what they do, dear. You do not have to get pissed off. It's not your fault at the end of the day. You have not shared your details with anybody, you said, and I believed it. So you must not be worried, because it's not your fault they ended up here. It's their fault, and they will be punished for it. You have my words. Now, what's the last number of it you see here? What's the last number?
Hang on, I've got to scroll all the way down.
Take your time. My goodness. Well, it's even worse. Because you know what? Anything on the bank server beyond 20 is termed to be critical. You have 140 of them. My goodness. Right. Gentlemen, apart from this particular bank, do you deal with any other bank as well?
No.
So it has to be protected by everything. So, dear, now you can close down this entire Google page and get back to the home screen. Because there is one important thing I have identified, that these hackers have been into your account and you saw no illegal transaction as well. So it simply means one thing, which I've seen in my last 8 years of experience in the headquarters, that whenever these hackers get to anyone's vicinity, either they use their funds to spend it on stupid things or to do whatever they wish to, or they...
I've got another phone call coming through now too.
Is it very important?
I don't know. But
in that case, just ignore it. Is it someone who you know, or it's an unknown
number?
Leave it as it is. It could be that the hackers can try to distract you, because they can see that as your phone call is being engaged for a long time, as you're speaking to me, So they might try to call you up, which you have to ignore, right?
Yeah.
Now, secondly, one more thing that is on the very important verge, that gentlemen, that there is a very ample amount of opportunity that they can try to extract more and more information from you. And for that, they just need a little bit of your time. And they can also even personify to be me while they speak to you. So, dear, just to make sure that you do not end up into that situation where they impersonate to be me and speak to you and take your details, you got to know who you speak to. So, can you please hand a pen and a piece of paper? There are a few important credentials I need to give you out.
Well, I have a pen and paper with me. I'm in the car at the moment. I don't have a pen and paper with me.
In that case, make a note on your mobile. I believe you will have an option of notes where you can make notes on the mobile.
Yeah.
You can
make
a note on the mobile. Do it, please. Because these informations must not be leaked out. That's the only reason. I need to be very careful with that. Now, first of all, just note down my name, gentlemen, because I am the only person who is responsible to investigate in this particular case.
Okay.
So I am Agent Travis Cooper.
Travis Cooper.
My employment ID number is... Yeah, my employment ID number is A for Alpha, D for Delta, 1721.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, A for Alpha, yep.
D for Delta, 1721.
Yep.
After A, D, it's 1721.
Yep.
Now, after that, please write down this case ID number, which is unique to each and every cases that come up in the headquarter. And your case ID number is...
Let me write it down. Hang on.
Yeah. Your case ID number is C for Charlie, H for Henry.
Yeah, case ID number,
C for Charlie, H for Henry.
Yeah, C for Charlie, And I'm going to go back towards the phone me here because, my speaker's broken. Right.
Steve Charlie, H for Henry.
Yep.
5927.
5927.
Correct. Now, just to make sure that every time I call you, so that there is anything important I need to tell you, or there is anything important I need to do, how would you know it's me only? Because these hackers have got voice personification, voice changer applications. So they can try to impersonate me. So in the beginning of the conversation, right, before any time you get any unknown number ringing you, even if it is my number, you just have to ask for the security code.
Okay.
Now, this is a 5-digit security code, which I'm giving you right now. Please make a note of that. So that every time you get an unknown number trying to speak to you, you must ask the security code first so that you know you're speaking to me only. Because it is meant to be known by me and you, nobody else.
Yep.
So that security code is 17210.
Yep.
Now, gentlemen, I need you to verify me all of the details carefully. I know so that I know you have got the right ones.
Yep. Okay, Travis Cooper.
That's my name.
Yep. ID number. ID number.
Employment ID. Correct.
Yep.
What is it?
1721.
Correct.
Case number is. BH. 5927.
5927, correct. What's next?
The case number.
You have already
one.
Told me No, that's not the case number. That's not the case number. This is the security number.
Security number.
For our personalized conversation.
Yes.
Mention it. Mention it, security number, so that you do not forget it or misinterpret it.
Okay, I'll write it in.
Security number 17210. Now, in the meanwhile, gentlemen, I need to diagnose your network so that I can check what exactly is the matter. So, first of all, I would like to ask you that right now, as you say that you are in your car, so are you heading out somewhere or are you getting back to your home?
Yep, I got that in. Security number, yep.
Beautiful. Now, every time you get an unknown number, please ask for this security number first of all, okay?
Okay, yep.
Now, as you said, you are on your car. Can you please let me know that, are you heading out somewhere or are you getting...
I'm out at the moment.
You're out and you said you would be bringing in some groceries for your dinner.
Yes.
How long would it take you to get done?
An hour at least.
Yeah, definitely. It would take you an hour. So by the time you get the things done, I would diagnose and keep investigating so that I get some important information. Because as of now, I see that these hackers have not touched your money, which is good. Very good indeed. And which makes me dubious that why are they here in the first place? If they have not touched your money, then it means they are doing something secretive with your bank account. I need to look at and identify what it is. And in the meanwhile, I'll also raise a concern to NAB headquarters so that they know what exactly is going on with your particular account and they can help us with the upcoming steps.
Mm-hmm.
For now, gentlemen, just know one thing. You got to keep these details very safe so that you know what exactly is happening. And I am the only person who has been assigned by the government to do the duties. Sadia, discuss nothing to nobody as of now until and unless the entire threat is gone. Because these hackers are very smart. If they get a single hint that you have been alerted by some means, you have been getting into the security procedure, they will panic. And when they panic, they will simply run away, emptying every balances you have got in your bank, which I bet you do not want to happen.
No.
So, gentlemen, just worry nothing whatsoever. I am here looking behind you. And if there would be an emergency, I will simply ring you up just now. If not, you expect me calling you back at 4 o'clock. Will that be good?
Yeah.
Right. It's 2:49 at the moment, so I'll get back to you at 4 o'clock. So make sure you get your groceries and everything done. And if there would be an important update, I will simply call you up. So make sure you keep your mobile phone intact. Okay.
No worries.
As I discussed, keep everything private as of now because these hackers are lurking behind your back every moment. So if they get an alert, you know what will happen next. So please maintain the dignity.
No worries.
I trust you on that, gentlemen. So, dear, we'll speak to you in about a few hours, and that is 4 o'clock. So bye for now. Drive safely. Get good care of yourself and do not rush. I'm here looking behind everything safely. Right, gentlemen?
Thank you.
And we'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers.